So we're still here at the Web Analytics Congress 2011. And right now I'm sitting with Neil Patel, one of the founders, or actually the founder of Crazy Egg, if I'm saying that correctly, and currently one of the brains and strategists behind Kissmetrics. He'll be presenting here in just about 15 minutes. And right now I'm just doing a quick interview. So Neil, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm the co-founder of Crazy Egg and Kissmetrics. My background is internet marketing, and over the years we experienced the pains that clients were experiencing with analytics, so we started developing our own software to solve them.
Okay, and you've been in the industry for almost 10 years now. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Hopefully I'm not working in the next 10 years, but you know, I'm young, I'm 25 right now, still got a long way to go. And just want to keep on innovating and solving problems in the marketplace, right? I think technology is evolving so much. You can do so much right now that you couldn't do 5-10 years ago just because of what's out there. And even things like Amazon Web Services has changed and revolutionized how a lot of analytics companies are operating, because the cost is now bearable to do a lot of the data collection and processing, while it was very expensive 5 years ago, right, when we first started Crazy Egg. You'd have to have a lot of your own dedicated servers. At one point, I think we had over 60, which was adding up for a startup, right? But now with Amazon Web Services, cost just drastically reduced, which allows freemium plans and stuff like that.
Okay, and one of your latest productions, well, that you've been working on for about 2.5 years now, is Kissmetrics. What is the biggest problem you're trying to solve with Kissmetrics?
Sure. So with Kissmetrics, our overall goal is to really help companies track their revenue, lifetime value, and improve those metrics. When you log into Google Analytics, Omniture, Web Trends, a lot of analytics solutions, and I'm not saying they're bad, I use Google Analytics every day myself, I love the product. But a lot of times when you log in, you're looking at page views, visitors, and data like that. Your page views, visitors go up. The issue there is your revenue doesn't always go up. I had one company that was telling me in December how they got 50 to 100% more traffic during December, and they were ecstatic, happy, right? And I was like, how much more money did you make during that time period? They're like, oh no, revenue stayed flat. So I'm like, what's the point of measuring your visitor growth? You know, instead of measuring your revenue, why not just track revenue and see what's affecting it? And then based on that, start attacking those variables so you can increase the revenue and profit margins of a business. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Okay, great. What is your presentation or your keynote today going to be about?
Conversion tools and tools that you can use to improve your conversions. A lot of them are free, and it's just about what changes can you make to your website to make more sales.
Okay, and apart from your own tools, Crazy Egg and Kissmetrics, what is another good tool that you, there's a lot of potential for analysts and website owners?
Usabilla, that's an awesome tool. It's a local company as well here in Amsterdam. Userfly is another good one. Clicktail is another good one. There's quite a bit of good tools out there. Even Google Analytics, there's a lot you can actually do with it. So you just need to learn how to use it and not just put a JavaScript and expect it to solve everything, right? It's a great tool. It's free. But you got to put in some time to get a lot more out of it. It already gives you a lot already, but it doesn't take that much more effort to get a lot more out of Google Analytics. So I recommend that, you know, instead of spending 5 minutes installing a JavaScript, spend a few hours, and the amount of data you can get out of Google Analytics by putting a few more hours into the setup is huge.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with your keynote, and we look forward to hearing from you from Kissmetrics a lot more in the future.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me.